Welcome to Color Country Politics, where we discuss all the important political issues facing Iron County, Utah. Our guests include elected officials and community leaders in or representing Iron County.
This is episode 59, 2020 Candidate Forum, Tiffany Christiansen, School Board 3.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Color Country Politics. We are really excited to have you here. We are starting kind of our second season of the season that we're in. We're past the primary, we're headed into the general, and we've got Tiffany Christiansen with us today. Super excited to have you, Tiffany. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
I am Jenny Hendricks, lest I forget to introduce ourselves, and I'm here with my co-host.
Hey, I'm Jesse Harris.
Okay, so Tiffany Christiansen is running for school board, and we are really thrilled to have you here, Tiffany. So let's just jump right into this, and we're going to give you the same questions that we give every single candidate. It's not any great mystery. Let's start out by just having you tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, first of all, just a big thank you for doing this. It's so important as a candidate that you can share your message with everyone. And I do have a Facebook page people can follow me on at Christiansen for School Board, and then a website that is tchristiansen.com. So there's lots more there if you want to find out more about me, but I'll give you a little snapshot. So we moved here 17 years ago. My husband took a job at SUU as a family life and human development professor. He's now the dean of the College of Education. But we raised our kids here in Cedar City. And so they went they even started from South Elementary, Iron Springs, and all the way through Cedar High. And we are big fans of Cedar High, especially the Lady Red soccer team. My husband and I were volunteer club soccer coaches for over 10 years. So you'd see us sitting on the sidelines cheering for all of the kids there. We absolutely had an amazing experience raising our kids here. We do have one daughter, our youngest, who is still she's going into her junior year. So we're not quite empty nesters. Also, I have been very involved in the community. I love being involved. That's why I'm running for school board. But I was really involved in PTA, and I'm now a volunteer for Southern Utah Museum of Art as well. So this seemed like a natural fit for me to do this. Also, I served a mission when I was younger to Poland, which was right after the Berlin Wall fell. So that was a really interesting time of life for me. I got a degree from the U in broadcast journalism. A little about, I love getting out on my bike. I'm a podcast junkie, so you should like that. I also love to cook. I really love backpacking. And actually, that's how I fell in love with Southern Utah. I grew up in Highland, a little town just 3 hours north of here by Alpine American Fork. But my dad would take us backpacking in Southern Utah. And that's how I've always loved Utah desert. So I worked at Decor Works for 10 years. Jeff Danzi called me and asked me if I would work there. And it was an amazing experience where I gained a lot of leadership and a lot of business. I learned a lot about business and leadership while I was there. And then about a year and a half ago, I took the opportunity to become the vice president of marketing at Lovett Group. So that's just a little snapshot about me.
That is fascinating. I did not know one of those things. So thank you so much. That's great. I love that history. I love your passion for soccer and the Lady Reds. That's great. Okay, let's talk about why did you decide to run for school board?
That is a great question, because I have had lots of people ask me that. Honestly, I love and I believe in our kids. And there's a big wide world out there that the kids need to be ready for. And I've been involved with the youth for a long time, and so I feel very passionate about education. And good education empowers people. It helps them not get stuck in life. And right now in Iron County, we have 21% of our kids living in intergenerational poverty, with I think about 34% at risk for remaining in poverty as an adult. And I see good education as a way to disrupt that pattern. And so we've got a really interesting mayor this year. We have 3 of the 5 board members who are stepping down. So I saw this as an opportunity to come onto the board and to be able to make a difference for good, because a school board is very powerful. They create policy, they hire and fire, they oversee the budget, they hold the superintendent and the district accountable. And so I felt like, you know what, I have leadership ability, I have business background, I love our kids, I've been highly involved. I thought this is a good fit for me in a way I can give back. And you know, our community is really remarkable. We have accomplished so much for such a small community, and I truly believe it's because of the people. And so I want to give back, and I feel like this is a way I can serve.
I think that's great. I think it's interesting how many fabulous citizens, it kind of go through that same process. Like, this is a great community. There's maybe just a piece or two that's missing, and I've got the skill set that I can jump in and do that. So I love that background. I love that sort of intro. Let's go to what do you want to accomplish if you are elected to the school board?
And I have lots about that on my website, but I have 3 main priorities. But the most important thing is that I stand up for education. Even when it's difficult to do, we need to have advocates for education. But the very first thing, my first priority, is quality education. I come from a business background, so bear with me here. There's a book by Jim Collins called Good to Great. And the first principle he teaches is, if you want a great business, you've got to hire the right people. You got to hire good people. And then lots of problems take care of themselves. I've talked with teachers, admin, parents, and I've talked about the same issues, and I see them all nodding their heads when I talk about this. So that I really believe that if we are able to hire good teachers in our community, lots of problems will take care of itself. So my very first priority is to create an environment and a culture where teachers are going to want to teach. We are in a teacher crisis. If you look across the country, and especially in Utah, we're facing the same issue. Our college students, they're not going into teaching anymore. And there's no wonder. There's no reason for them to go into it. Low pay, overregulation, they're being asked to do more and more with less. The testing is out of control. And so there's so many wonderful things about teaching, and people love to be, they love to have the influence and to teach our children. But all these students are saying, I'm not sure that's so desirable anymore. So we need to create a situation in starting in Iron County. I think we can do our part where we can help teachers and get the very best teachers to our district. And so I would say my very first priority is creating that quality education. So really what this means is if I have the opportunity to give a teacher a pay raise, I'm going to support it. If I have the opportunity to talk to teachers about smaller class size and they want to open up the discussion, or they want to have a voice in policy, I'm going to do it. It's really interesting. I've been talking with, teachers all over the area, and I hear this same thing over and over again. They say to me at the end of when I'm talking with them on Zoom, they say, thank you so much for being interested. I'm so passionate about what I do. Thank you so much for talking to me today. And I thought, man, that is so critical that we talk to our teachers. So second thing I want to accomplish is I really believe in educating the whole child. This is something that our children are different. They're growing up in a different world than we did. And so we need to adapt, and we need to think about the future, and we need to think about what they're dealing with. And I hear people all the time say, oh, our kids are weak. You know, they need to be toughened up. And I think to myself, Think if you had social media and you had your most embarrassing moment replayed, or you had bullies that came out of nowhere. We're not dealing with just a small cohort anymore. We're dealing with an outside world with people from all over. And so I just really believe in taking the whole child and saying social and emotional education is super important, along with physical and intellectual. And we know that kids who have higher emotional intelligence, those that learn emotional intelligence, they're able to form better relationships, right? They have more empathy. They're more engaged. They're able to pay attention. They're ready to learn. And so, I mean, and you can imagine what that would do for the safety of our schools, even on places like the school bus and in the school, teaching this emotional intelligence, and then also how to communicate socially. I can't tell you how important that is as someone who employs people too. It's really critical. The third and final thing that I really want to accomplish, and this comes from my background, is setting up a better form of communication. It's something in our community that there's been a lot of divisiveness this last year. And I think if we just address things with transparency, openness, we can create a lot more trust between the community and between the school board. So you can do things in a cost-effective way. I've got all these fun ideas in my head of using students to help us and teaching them how to communicate in a proper way. But so something as simple as sending a text and saying, okay, you want to figure out why you should or shouldn't vote for the new bond? Here's a video that shows you. It is an explanation about East Elementary or the safety doors we need, or our middle schools are busting at the seams. So communicating, and the most important part of this is I'm going to take the message to the people. This is what you learn in marketing. You don't wait for the people to come to you. Like, I hope somebody comes to our website and learns all this great information. We parents are busy, you know. We need to have the information sent at where the channels where we are, so we can understand, what's going on. So those are my three big things: quality education, educating the whole child, and communicate with transparency.
I love that. I love everything about that. And I love the communication piece that talks about meeting people where they are. I think that's just huge in this community, because you're right. There has been such divisiveness in the last year, and it's heartbreaking. It really is.
Yeah.
When you
hear the conversations from your friends, you often hear a lot of dissatisfaction with the school board, and I have no idea what's going on. And I'll be the first to admit I have very little idea what's going on, and it's hard to know.
Yeah. Well, and with my background, I've learned that. And there's simple ways to do it. There's channels, and our kids are brilliant at communicating with each other. They know, they've got all the tools. And so it's just a matter of doing it. But yeah.
That's fabulous. That's great. Thank you for that. Okay. Let's hear from you what you think the school board does well.
I think that's a great question. I'm glad you asked that, because I think we need to point out the positivity. You mentioned in the last year there's been a lot of frustration, but I, as I've talked with different people in the community, there's a lot of things that our board is doing well, and it's important to point those out and celebrate those successes. One of the things I believe that they, like if I were to choose one thing that was like the big hallmark, and it's our growth mindset. We have been on the forefront, on the cutting edge of a lot of new ideas. And like, for example, our social emotional learning, we now have a social worker from a grant that we received from the federal government, a social worker in every school. We have educators and scholars coming from all over the state to Iron County to see how we are handling this issue. So I think that is one way that we're doing really a great job. The other thing is, a couple of years ago, they introduced XLT, or flex time. You may have heard of this. And then there's also standard-based grading. And I have this one friend, she's so fantastic. She's a teacher. And I was interviewing her and I said, talk to me about this standards-based grading. What do you like about it? What do you not like about it? Because there's a lot of different opinions around it. And she said, I'll tell you, when they first put this out, I dug my heels in and I said, no way, no change. I don't want to do this. And she said, but then I started realizing that this was the way of the future. And so what the idea behind it is that you have the end game in mind first. What's the result we want to have happen, right? So if your daughter or son needs to accomplish this to get in the real world, well, they're going to learn certain standards to help them prepare for that, rather than just regurgitating and copying what the teachers told them to do or memorizing things. They're actually going to be able to explain the lunar cycle. They're going to be able to do the model in their own way. So anyway, it's really interesting, the standard-based grading. And last school board meeting, it was really exciting because Corey Henwood, you can see this on the web, you can hear it on the recording. They actually did a live broadcast of it. But the numbers we're seeing from doing the targeted learning is working. And I thought that was very encouraging that our district and the board has implemented something that we are seeing such a dramatic increase in scores. So there was a swing of like 6 to probably 10% in the 4 core subjects where students were either, they were on grade level proficiency or had mastery of it. It was remarkable. And so we're seeing that targeted education work. So that XLT time where the teacher can tag the student and say, come in here, let me help you. Now, I think there's a lot more to be desired. I think there's a lot more we can do with that. But I do think that what we're doing is working. So I think that the school board's doing great things, and I commend Iron County for that. There's been a lot of talk about the late start, whether or not that is an efficient time for teachers. I've talked to lots of teachers, and especially for the core teachers, they will tell you, I can't survive without that time. That's that collaboration time I have with the other teachers, and I couldn't make it without that. Now, there might need to be an adjustment for some of the other teachers that feel like maybe we can meet every other week, that they're not in those core subjects and they don't have standards that they need to meet. So anyway, I think those are things the board's doing really well, that forward mindset.
That's a lot of information. That's
sorry.
No, that's perfect. That's why we're here.
I get kind of excited.
I can tell. That's fantastic. I love that. So let's give you a minute to talk now about what does the school board need to improve?
Communication. Number one, we just talked about that. It's been a shame that things haven't been communicated as well. So I would say definitely getting the information to the people. That's number one. Number two, they haven't built the trust. They haven't created those relationships with the parents and even, you know, the staff and the administrators. And so there needs to be more of that going out and meeting with people and communicating with them and having that transparency. So definitely, I think the communication's number one, they need to improve. Number two is, and this is a business thing, don't run faster than you have strength. There's one thing where if you try to implement new ideas, you need to offer resources, training, support. You need to talk to them and say, where does the rubber meet the road? Like, right? What's happening? How is this going? That hasn't been happening as much. So I definitely think that we need to, it's great to be forward thinking, but it's better to accomplish a few things and do them really well than to all of a sudden spray all this information all over. So I would say if the board could take more time to get out and meet with people and understand the issues and seek first to understand, I think it would really help especially the new, there's going to be a big turnover this year, and we have a chance of getting a new board in, and not a new board, but three new board members, which is going to make a big difference. And they're going to come in with a lot of excitement, and but yet they're not going to have that trust. So I think they need to work on building that trust with the community since it's been broken.
Yeah, I think that's huge. Being able to communicate starts with that level of trust. So I think that's a fabulous goal, and one that I certainly support. So before we go, I just wanted to say, if anyone has not read Good to Great, that's really one of my favorites. That's the kind of book that you read over and over and over again. So Good to Great, that's our PSA for the day. If you haven't read that, go get a copy of that book. And then Tiffany, let's just give you a chance. Anything else that you want to communicate to wrap up, and then make sure you give us your Facebook page and your website again.
Okay. Yeah. So my Facebook page is at Christy Jansen for School Board. And I try to post on there weekly, and I have a listening tour going on right now, so people can hear the different issues that we're talking about. And really, it's a place for me to listen to the community. And and then my website is T Christy Jansen, ChristiJansen.com. So I know everyone's wondering, how do you spell your last name? So you can follow me there, and I have information. And if you want to be a supporter, you can go on and put your information there. But if I were to wrap up and say, like, what's my elevator pitch? And if there's one thing I want people to remember, number one, I would say it's quality education, and I'm going to support teachers. Absolutely, no question about it. I'm also the type of person that I think that love and respect is always a good answer. And I'll be a voice of reason and civility, and be open-minded and communicate and listen and collaborate. That's a hallmark of leadership, of good leadership. And I'm the kind of candidate that can do that. And if there's one thing I want to strive for, it's to make Iron County a beacon for quality education.
I think that is very, very well said. Thank you very much. All right. This is Color Country Politics. We've been talking with Tiffany Christy Jansen. So great for your time today, Tiffany. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Jenny Hendricks with my co-host, Jesse Harris.
Hi.
We let him speak at the beginning and the end. Thanks so much for joining us again. And we're going to have another candidate on shortly. So watch our new series, our post-primary, pre-general series of Color Country Politics. Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you soon.
You've been listening to Color Country Politics, a production in cooperation with Utah Politico Hub and graciously sponsored by Century 21 Prestige Realty at 121 North Main Street, Cedar City. Special thanks to Amoeba Crew for use of their song Background Indie Rock, licensed under Creative Commons. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever fine podcasts are found. Also, check out our YouTube channel where we post video of our interviews. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and our website at www.colorcountrypolitics.com.